CFRC 101.9 FM in, oh, where are we? Kingston, Nova Scotia. No, Ontario. My name's Dave Nerd, and my co-host is Andy Personnel. And together, we host United by Punk every Monday night from 11 p.m. till midnight on these wonderful airwaves. And next week is our funding drive. Whoop, whoop! And that's our big week. And also my co-host, Andy, who is busy preparing songs as we speak, will be doing his last show before a vacation in BC, a month off. So it's going to be me hosting the airwaves alone after the funding drive week. So February 11th, Monday night, 11 p.m. to midnight, tune in to CFRC to consider donating to our wonderful show and our wonderful radio station, making a charitable donation. You get all kinds of great prizes. Obviously, I'm just warming up for my funding drive pitch, which is next week. So maybe I'll spare you until next week. And just introduce to you some of the great music that we've got this week. So first of all, a big shout out to Cameron Willis, who is an amazing music librarian here at CFRC, who calls a lot of input and puts out some great music onto the CFRC library shelves. So a lot of the selections I'm going to play tonight are from CFRC new releases. So it includes, in no particular order, Billy Dre and the Poor Boys. They're actually not in the new release section. They've put out one or two songs in November, and then another one in September. They kind of went under my radar. I wasn't aware of just how amazing they were. And I was surfing the net and checked out a video that I think Heavy Weather did. They played the Halifax Pop Explosion, and Heavy Weather does music videos of bands playing in sort of unfamiliar locations. And Billy Dre and the Poor Boys were this really rockin' three-piece, totally amazing, I don't know what, like rockabilly punk, but didn't look like it. Like the singer had this really amazing mustache, just this crazy mustache out of the 1970s. So anyway, I had no idea what to think, and I think the name had thrown me off for a long time. Billy Dre and the Poor Boys sounds like a country band, so I had never listened to them. But we're going to hear them tonight. We're going to hear at least one song, but I might do you all a favor and play two. Pretty Mouth, Thighs, Fiddler, Your Youth we heard last week, so maybe another track from them. Stalwart Sons, Reckless Heroes, B-17, and a band who is named, unfortunately, in my opinion, Big Dick. Rounds out the bands that I've got for you tonight. A bunch of them are Canadian content, and they've all put out releases in the past, like, 4 months. Yeah, so it's a whole lot of new releases, so that'll make our charts happy. Apparently we charted a whole, like, punk chart a few weeks ago. So a big shout-out to other Monday night hosts on CFRC. You've got Exposing Your Inner Punk with Tim, and you've got Metal on Metal, which is a super good show you just finished listening to here on 101.9 Queens Radio. CFRC. We're United by Punk, myself and Andy Personnel. Without further ado, here's Thighs. And don't go anywhere.
much fun.
Head aloft, worship our dark master with this little song.
Right, you are listening to United by Punk with Dave Nerd and myself, Andy Personnel, punking up your Monday night a couple of notches. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 on your FM dial. Now, I am going to take you guys now with continuing the pattern of Dave bringing you the contemporary cutting edge punk rock and myself taking you back into the dim, dark mists of the history of this beautiful and ugly genre of music that we all love. So what I wanted to do today was play you a whole bunch of bands, start with the letter A and B. I was working my way through the alphabet, and then I realized that certain other bands didn't really fit in with that. So anyway... first off, we're going to check out some early English bands. So we've got the first track we are going to play is called Danger Danger by Abrasive Wheels, who are an early UK street punk band. They formed in 1976, and this track is off their 1982 debut studio album, which is titled When the Punks Go Marching In, which actually reached number 3 on the UK indie chart, released by Riot City Records. We're going to listen to the track Danger Danger off that record, and then we're going to listen to a band called Alternative TV, their track called You Bastard. Now, Alternative TV was formed by the editor of the somewhat famous, infamous Sniffin' Glue fanzine. And this particular track we're going to listen to is the B-side off the How Much Longer EP, which was released in 1977. And then we're going to listen to a band that were really popular at the time, but nobody's ever heard of nowadays. They were called The Boys, and they were one of the other early British punk bands that actually got a major label record deal. They kind of got a little popular in their later years, but we're going to listen to something off their off their first album, which came out, or no, not their first album, from a 1977 single entitled First Time. We're going to listen to the two B-side tracks off that, called Turning Gray and What You Gonna Do. Yeah, The Boys have actually been, they've got an interesting sound. They're very rock and roll, very, very tight, but still very punk, but more in that 77 rock and roll style punk rather than the hardcore, sound that got popular, in the early 80s. Boys were actually referred to as the Beatles of punk, but don't let that turn you off of them. They've got some pretty banging tracks. So anyway, taking it back to Abrasive Wheels, we are going to hear Danger Danger off the Abrasive Wheels album When the Punks Go Marching In on United by Punk on CFRC Radio. Sorry about that. That was something else. Now, Danger Danger by Abrasive Wheels. Thank you.
gonna do?
CFRC 101.9 FM in Queen's University in the Carruthers Hall basement, broadcasting out of this tiny little CR2 studio. Oh, it's not so tiny. My name's Dave Nerd. We've got Andy Personnel co-hosting this amazing show called United by Punk, Monday nights, 11 p.m. to midnight. Thanks to everyone tuning in, whoever you are out there on those radios or however you're listening with your various devices. Thanks. It's a ton of fun to do this show. So we're going to continue right on with some great tunes. I was talking up a little bit Billy Dre and the Poor Boys. We're going to start off with them. I have these two songs. I think they might rhyme on purpose. One's called Palm Tree Sway and the other is called Lip Balm Cray. And if you're into... I'm going to start off the set with Lip Balm Cray. If you're into it, I encourage you to visit a really nice website called heavyweather.ca. I think they're based out of Newfoundland, but they basically shoot videos of bands in unfamiliar places. It's not a new concept. Another really good site I can think of that does a similar thing is called Southern Souls, and they both feature a lot of really good up-and-coming Canadian artists of various genres, although I admit it leans on the softer side, you know, not exactly United by Punk material, most of it. But these guys definitely fit our bill. It's a three-piece out of Halifax, again, Billy Dre and the Poor Boys. I didn't listen to them for the longest time because I just assumed they were country because of their name, but they're not at all. So that'll start off our set. Also, we're going to hear Reckless Heroes. The unfortunately named Ottawa band Big Dick, sorry, can't get over the name, but the music's really good. So Cameron had told me about listening to this a while ago, and I hadn't actually done it because I couldn't find the CD, but here it is. It's a great cover art as well, a really nice collage. So check it out if you're into it. They're from Ottawa. And also in the set, one more band, I think, B17 with Bad Situation. This is also a new release from this month. So keep your radios locked down to 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 on your FM dial. This is United by Punk. I'm Andy Personnel with your co-host, Dave Nerd. We're bringing you some diverse punk rock styles to punk up your Monday evening, a couple notches. And you just heard a set from Dave. I'm going to take you back in punk rock history to around 1977 with a band called X-Ray Specs. Some of you guys may have heard of them. If you haven't, you should be a fan. They're one of the most influential early UK punk bands, fronted by the beautiful and talented late, unfortunately, rest in peace, Polystyrene. She passed away after a battle with cancer a couple years ago. And yeah, they put out one beautifully shining album. I'm going to play a track off it. It's called I Am a Poser, off the album Germ Free Adolescence. This is actually the B-side of the Day the World Turned Dayglow single, released in 1978, reached number 23 on the UK singles chart. And yeah, give you a, if you're not familiar with Polystyrene and the X-Ray Specs and the amazing sounds that they produce, then this will blow your brain wide open, as I'm hoping that it will, as it does for me also every time I listen to the album. Next, we're going to listen to a track called Youth Nabbed as Sniper, which is actually a Blondie track off Blondie's, I believe, second studio album, Plastic Letters, comes out in 1978. Everybody knows Blondie, but they don't know that her first couple of albums were pretty punk for the time. Then we're going to go back to the States and listen to a song called Survive by a band called The Bags. The Bags were another women-fronted group, fronted by Alice Bag. And this particular track is off the single of the same name, which came out in 1978. The Bags from L.A. played their first gig at The Mask in 1977. Pretty badass. Anyway, it was a little difficult finding recorded material by The Bags, as they were one of these kind of short-lived, awesome, but not a band that received any mainstream recognition, unlike Blondie, who got disgustingly huge. Still, anyway. I think they're awesome. Totally different sound, very ragged, experimental early punk rock sound akin to Patti Smith or maybe Susie, but better. Anyway, we're going to listen to, first off, I Am a Poser by X-Ray Specs, followed by a couple other awesome tracks, and hope you guys enjoy them. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, United by Punk.
I am a poser, I don't care. I like to make paper.
CFRC 101.9 FM, The Bags with, what did we just hear?
Survive.
It was an awesome track. Thank you, Andy, and Andy Personnel. My name is Dave Nerd. We are the co-hosts of United by Punk, signing off for the evening. I hope you had a really fun listen. We had no Twitter or Facebook going this time. It was pure analog FM signal. So I hope that you were tuned into that frequency, that world, enjoying it. Again, I mentioned it before, but do tune in next week. We've got our funding drive episode. So lots of fun and goodness awaits, and we'll probably be giving away prizes and having a good old time. Tune in, call in, and interact with your community radio station. We've got 5 minutes left for this show, so Andy's going to take us out and introduce the final track, and then we're back at it next Monday at 11 p.m. So, yeah, thanks, listeners.
Thank you, Dave. I'm going to take you guys out with a track by this band that I like to think of as the Traveling Wilburys of early 1980s California punk. This is the Adolescents, formed 1980 with early members of Agent Orange and Social Distortion. So they're really, you know, like a punk all-star band. Anyway, and they influenced a lot of good and really shitty bands. Some people call them the pioneers of pop punk, along the American pioneers of pop punk, along with the Buzzcocks in the UK. And so, yeah, we're going to listen to a track off their first album, which is also entitled Adolescence. Came out in 1980, possibly 81. Not too sure. Anyway, this track is called Amoeba, and it's their hot single. So we're going to send you out with Amoeba by the Adolescents. This is Andy Personnel with my co-host Dave Nerd. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 on your FM dial, United by Punk. And I hope you folks out there in Radioland have a great Monday evening.
But don't turn away, you stupid science work. This is reaching for the telephone.